First down. 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 What's up, guys? It's four quarters. This is Eric Bradley. I'm here with Sam Ball, Sanjay Rajput, Chad Greer. What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Yay, yay.
What's up?
What's good, DC? What's good, Chad, Sanjay? Back at it, bro.
Back at it. Another episode. Got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Mainly sports, but let's start off with... How are you guys doing, man? How's life, fellas? Been a few weeks. Sam, I know you're getting close to getting out of that cast 100%.
Yeah, man. I just made the decision a couple days ago that my 12-week checkup's coming up this Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I just got out of the boot. I just made the decision. I've been going to PT. Everything's been getting better. And I'm not taking anything for granted, but I'm like, you know what? I can maneuver without the boot. I've kind of been doing it a little bit every now and then, but okay. I'm out the boot officially.
My boy said no more Louisiana
on his own reconnaissance right there.
Yeah.
I love it, bro. The man's finna be on a beach real soon.
Yes, sir. Coming to a beach near you.
Sanjay, how you doing, bro?
Nothing good.
All right, then. Fuck me. Okay.
What was that, bro? He ain't got like last night. What's been going on?
Doing good.
I'm doing good. The same old work. Got more projects added on.
I feel that, bro.
Anything going on in the personal life, man?
No, just chilling.
I know Sanjay over there swiping.
So I'm like.
My thumb got six-pack seed.
Okay.
Maybe he got six packs. Is that your...
He said thumbs do.
Oh. He said his thumbs.
Chad, what's up, bro? How you doing, bro?
Hey, man, I'm Gucci, dog. I'm Gucci. Yeah, I'm good. Work's been good. It's been a little hectic, though. Just finished up a project. Two projects, actually, like back-to-back. And it about damn near... It didn't really kill me, but like, bro... We had ran into some issues, got this shit resolved, and now I'm just chilling, bro.
Feel it,
man. Yeah, just chilling.
Right. Yeah, how you doing, man?
Yeah, how you doing, DC? What's up, bro?
I'm all right, man. I've been, with everything going on in the world, it's been, comedic gold for me to be writing lately. So, trying out some new jokes, trying out some new stuff, man. I wrote a joke the other day about... Trump's ear being top three most famous ears of all time. You know what I'm saying? He's number three, and Vander's number two, and Van Gogh's number one.
Oh,
and last night,
I like that. Because I was like,
who's
the other two?
Yeah, there you go. You got to think about it. You know what I'm saying? You ain't never really seen Van Gogh here. You know what I'm saying?
Nah. But then he cut it off or some shit, right?
Cut that motherfucker off, man. Mm-hmm. He said off with his ear. And then, I love Olympics going on right now. So it's been really easy for me. You know, motherfuckers talk about niggas in Paris for real. They look at the basketball team, but like, I really love that looking at the American Olympic roster, it's really finally, like, it really is showing, like, America. Like, it really is. Like, our table tennis are now all Asians. You know what I'm saying? Asian Americans. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love it, bro. And the fencing. Yeah.
Probably, like, white and European.
No, they're Spanish. They're Spanish or Asianish. You know
what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, I love it, man. And I know there's some people who don't like it. They're over there. That's not my America. But, So everything going on in the world has been inspiring me lately. That's the best part about it. Fellas, speaking of the Olympics, man, they just finished the game. Basketball team just won just now, which means I have to, you know, kind of upload this one because I'm bringing it up. But they just beat Siberia. Serbia. I ain't gonna lie. The first, I don't know if y'all watched it a little bit. I was looking at the stats.
I did watch it.
First, it looked like Jokic was getting over on LeBron and them.
It was, bro. That first half was tight.
But then KD showed up.
Yeah. Hey, KD. I love it, bro. I love it for him, bro. I love it for him for real.
I don't know. I mean, why do you like that, though? I mean, you think that's kind of like a redemption?
Bro, KD.
KD.
I'm a big fan of KD. You know, we're both from the same area. I just the MVPs, the MVP I gotta give him, but it's always been hard for me to give him the Finals MVP and the Finals and the NBA championship. And I'm also a big fan of, if y'all know, Carmelo Anthony, and Carmelo is America's most decorated NBA
Olympian player.
Yeah, NBA player. Or
KD has the most points.
Huh?
I think KD has more points now. The most points.
He might. But I just know that, you know, where he couldn't find success in the NBA, like as far as, you know, titles, MVPs, and stuff like that, Carmelo was, you know, that for our Olympic team for a little bit. So, I mean, I really think that KD, you know, I personally don't ever see KD winning a ring on his own or all the paths that he's been going.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, hey, it's good to see him shine for USA. And just, you know, that's what I'm saying. So I love it for him.
But he won, also, like, he won a couple of gold medals already, right?
I think he did win one, but the way I'm saying it is like having a bigger impact. The way Melo had an impact on the USA team, he had an impact. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, not to mention, I mean, you're a 7-footer who shoots the way that KD shoots and moves the way that KD moves. There really shouldn't be anybody on the planet stopping that man. So we talking about the Olympics. We can start with the basketball team. What are y'all expectations for the basketball team? I mean, or the Olympic basketball as a whole?
Man, I'll tell you, for me, man, I'm really interested, like, this year, because, you know, obviously, like, the NBA has become, like, over the past, you know, 5 or 6, kind of close to a decade now, they've become it's become more of an international brand in terms of, like, the number of players that come from overseas and play in the league and actually, like, be successful in the league now. It's not like guys come over and they're, like, kind of sitting on a bench, or they kind of get, like, some minutes, but they're not, like, or people you would consider, like, faces of the NBA. But that's not the case in today's NBA. So you got Wemby, you got you got Jokic, you got Luka, you got, like, so many other players now that are, like, international players that play in the NBA now. And the fact that they're playing for their teams in the Olympics, it's so exciting. Like, I'm really excited to see France. I'm not gonna lie to you. I mean, it's not just because I'm a Spurs fan, but, you know, to see France, I think they may give the U.S. the most problems. But I mean, come on, man. We just had, Sudan? Who was it?
Sudan? Oh, Sudan,
yeah. Pulled up an upset.
They didn't have any star.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I think their biggest star is Bol Bol.
Bol Bol and Gabriel, I think. I think they got 2 or 3 NBA players.
No, Gabriel doesn't. I'm talking about their biggest star right now is Bol Bol right now. Gabriel, I don't even think he's in the league anymore. So,
man,
I mean,
that's
a great story, too.
NBA experience. Yeah, that's an amazing story. To go on with Sam saying, yeah, I think when Jordan and them were playing, they had 9 NBA players that played for other teams in Olympics versus now it's like
44.
60. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
I was just about to say that, DC.
I mean, a lot of people don't say this, but Canada is damn near all NBA players. Their whole team is damn near all NBA players, bro. And we never give them I don't think we ever give them this quite the same, which he says. Canadians in the NBA are kind of like Mexicans in the MLS. You don't know, you know, how many MLS are Mexican of Mexican descent. Same way as you don't know how many Canadians are in the NBA. So, I mean, I saw them. They played Greece yesterday. They got it. They got real chippy between Shea Gil, SGA, and a player. And let me tell you something. This 3-point line in the Olympics is really helping out that motherfucker's confidence. Because if you watch him during the NBA, he don't hit threes. He don't shoot threes like that. But that line in this Olympics being closer, not being as far as the NBA, oh, he's in there.
Yeah, like I said, I think I'm looking forward to like the next few days here as the tournament continues to see how United States kind of starts to how they kind of start to play and kind of see how other players start to kind of become more integrated. I think like today was just a good day. Like KD had KD was like 8-8 shooting in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
He had scored 20 in the first half, if I recall correct, and he was 8-8 shooting. Like, he was just so efficient. And, man, I'd just be curious to know how this, like, translates as like I said, the Olympics goes on and they play more teams. They play France, they play Canada, they play Greece, some of these other teams that are really good now that can compete. You know, like I said, I know this isn't the days of old, man. Like, when the Dream Team played, like DC, you were saying at that time, there were only nine international players in the NBA, which isn't the case today. So, like, it's like the rest of the world. I wouldn't say caught up necessarily, but they definitely stepped it up.
They got better.
In a major way. Yeah, they've gotten much better now. And so
I watched I think 2 or 3 games, and like all the games came down to the end. Like USA separated at the, you know, the 4-minute mark. Like, you know, because of the 3-point shooting, like all these international players, they're like good shooters. So they're always going to be pretty close games.
Yeah. I think South Sudan beat Puerto Rico pretty bad. But the first half was close. I think their number one player is Jose Alvarado from the Pelicans. And he got hurt.
He's a hustler.
Yeah.
Hey, were you saying, Shad?
Oh, that was me. I was going to ask y'all, so what do y'all think about Embiid playing on like the on the USA's team?
I feel like he's not needed. I think we've had this conversation before. I don't mean to butt in, but I don't feel like he's needed. The way they look like they playing, he put up 4 points this game. 4. Usually when
he was needed versus Germany, though. When they played Germany, he was good.
Yeah. The way we play is usually in the Olympics is more of a run and gun game than a slow it down, dump it to the center type of guy. So he has to be somebody that can get up and down on the floor. Now, I'll tell you where he will be the biggest help bit. France. They got 2 big guys, dude. Like,
yep. And it's going to, you know, you can paint, pack the paint. So, like, if you want to beat France, you need AD and AD. Embiid and AD.
AD and Embiid. But I'm surprised he's not playing for his home country, too, to be honest with you. I felt like that was kind of weird.
A report saying that because he's Cameroonian, correct?
That's right.
Yeah.
I think there was a report saying that like he can't go back to play. He can't like they banned him from coming back to play over there too. Like if he ever decides to go back, which I mean, I get it.
What happened for it to do that? Like what?
Once he took the citizenship with America, and I don't know, man. But that also might have been a false report.
No, you're right. No, you're right, bro. You on? Because what happened was they banned him after he elected. He got his citizenship, which I don't think was the issue, but the fact that he chose to play for the USA men's team versus his home country. So they banned him after they learned that he was going to join the USA men's team. They banned him from being able to play with them again.
Do y'all think that?
Go ahead. I already know what you're finna say, Chad. Go ahead.
I think that might be fair, though, to be honest with
no,
you.
No, I totally agree. There's a soccer coach, Jose Mourinho, who has been basically lobbying to stop European countries from allowing, like, all right, you can have your citizenship, but if you're, like, Nigerian, you know, born, and you're, you know, over there, a citizen of England, they still want you to play for Nigeria. And his saying is basically, hey, this is going to be much better for the African countries to win, for them to win a World Cup, for them to, you know, be more competitive. I totally agree with that for, like, all sports.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you should play with your original home country. You shouldn't, not saying you shouldn't be allowed to play where you have citizenship and live, but like if you have your original citizenship or somewhere else, I think you should play for them. You should have some kind of pride in your own country and like to play for them, man. Like there's no way in hell I get it. Cameroon might not have a chance to play, like be the, you know, make it out of the Olympics things though, to be honest with you. But shit, I still would have played with them.
That's a pride, right?
These my people. Like, if we made it out, we made it out. We didn't. That's just how I feel.
Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. And this is something that I had a conversation with an employee the other day at my job. Because they were like, what do you win? Like, you win gold, what do you win? Different countries pay drastically different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the country gives the price, right? The
country, like,
you get
Singapore,
money.
Country like Singapore, you're rich. You're great. You're good. $177,000 to win gold.
Yeah, you know, I don't think they ever won a gold in anything, though, have they?
I don't know.
Well, you mean in basketball?
No.
No, not in basketball. About, like,
meddling.
Yeah, meddling. Meddling.
Different countries pay solely different when it comes to, like, meddling. The more established,
you know what, Embiid got money though. You should be like Lou Alding supporting his, you know, the program.
No, I totally agree. Because I mean that's the truth. And you never know. Like, look what he's done. Look what Dang has done with South Sudan.
I didn't know he's Sudanese.
He's basically the number one backer of them.
Oh, dude, I did not know he was South Sudan. I did not know that. I really did not know that.
He coached him up until, like, I think a few years ago. Now their coach is, like, he's, like, the assistant coach of the – he's also the assistant coach of – what's that place called? The Rockets, their head coach. And he's young.
Oh, okay.
He's, like, 34, 33. That's really awesome.
And he put his own money up, too. Like, he used his own money, too.
Yeah. MB could have did some shit like that, though, bro. He didn't have to play for America. He didn't have to do that.
Man, I think my boy was just, you know, I think I got this joke. I got this running joke where I'm like, you know, Embiid may see the light at the end of the tunnel and realize, you know what, I'm probably never going to win an NBA championship. You know, at least let me get this gold medal and let me go play with the United States to get this gold medal. So, that's a running joke I got. But
I got that. Well, I was going to tell y'all this. Because we were asking, I didn't say anything, but I think there's going to be a tough out for the U.S. winning gold this year just because of the amount of NBA players that are on these other squads.
Yeah.
And Sam, you said you don't think the world has caught up. I think they have. I think the world has caught up with talent. I think they have caught up with the expertise of the United States, the running guns, the shooting. The only thing they don't have is defense. But as far as everything else, I think the world has caught up, and this is probably going to be one of the hardest Olympics to win gold in. for the United States. That is our goal. That should be always our goal. This is something we invented. This is our sport. We shouldn't lose.
Well, but the Canadians
Canada invented, yeah.
invented basketball and well, football.
You just
mastered crazy, it. Right?
Yeah, we just mastered it. The shit.
Canada is a northern state. That's like the 51st state.
So, like, well, thank you for the correction. I didn't know Canada invented basketball. I thought it was invented here. The guy that did it was here. But no, man, I just feel like that's just one of those things that this year is going to be a tough out for us. Just like you said, the Canadian team is all – because I saw a stat, DC, just to back you up, it's like 60 or 59 total NBA players now playing compared to when a Dream Team – I think it was like six or like five or nine, like worldwide. So you're talking about a growth of a sport that has grown internationally, has taken a lot of time to develop these countries too. Like you think about like the programs in France and how the Spain has came along when you had the Gasol brothers and like how they became like the world's biggest competitor for the last couple of years. And didn't Spain win the world? They won the World Cup 1 year, didn't they, or something like that?
The Basketball World Cup.
Yeah, they won. I think they won it a couple years in a row.
Last winner was Germany.
Yeah. So, and you have Germany. So I mean, like the world has came up, and I think it's going to be a lot harder than we think it is. It's not going to be like this cakewalk like it usually is for us to walk in here and get gold. If we don't get gold, I would like for us to finish in the top three, at least. But like I said, it's going to be.
I think, so this is for me, I think as far as basketball goes, we got it in the bag.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's the depth. We got the depth.
That's the main reason. I think that, you know, just like to bring up your point, you said there's no need for Embiid. But, I mean, the need for Embiid is for – like, their roster is situational. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, basically, for – you know, the need for Embiid, like you said, is France. You know what I'm saying? The need for – and Germany, those teams with bigger bigs. I think in a sport that we usually win gold in, like soccer, we're not meddling. You know what I'm saying? I think
soccer. You talking about women's soccer? Women's men.
Men's, we're definitely not meddling.
No, I was gonna say, dude, you know damn well
we're not soccer. I don't think we're gonna, which we're used to. You know what I'm saying?
We're not gonna meddle in women's though. Like, what do you mean? Like, I ain't been keeping.
No, they dominate the swimming.
I know we always dominate women, so I'm kind of shocked.
We always dominate women's soccer, but you know we're not. I don't think we're gonna win it this year.
Who's better than America in women's soccer?
A lot of countries, bro. Spain,
dude, England, France. Don't laugh, dude. I'm seriously asking because I don't know.
Australia. Like, it's a bunch of countries. We won against – we won – we played – it was an African nation country, the women did the other day, and they scored three goals in the first 25 minutes. Their best player, Sophia Smith, goes down. They lose – they almost – they don't score anything else against a 10-man – team the rest of the game, and at 25 minutes this country is 10 has 10 women and they still don't score anything else for the rest of the game. So that just shows you, like, if Sophia Smith is hurt and she's out long term, I don't see us winning another medal, winning a medal in gold. But hey man, we got what's her name got hurt this, you know, today, and they still qualified in gymnastics, you know. And I'm sorry to pivot the conversation from basketball, but I just wanted to talk about American as a whole. I think basketball is one of our most secure. You know what I'm saying?
Well, here, I got to ask you a question. Do you not think we'll – here's the question. Do you think we'll beat Jamaica this year?
All right, so
– in track and field. Since we're talking about America,
That's where I think you and people like RJ, you guys – all right, so there's a girl that goes to Ole Miss. Her name is Mackenzie Young.
The long jumper or the high jumper?
I think she's competing in the 200 meter. She had a great story. Her mom passed in like last December. She was
that's not good.
Huh?
Oh, okay, okay, okay. I'm trying to remember who she was. I'm trying to remember the trial.
She's running in 200. I think we'll beat Jamaica in certain things. Individually, I think we might lose the
like Noah Lyles.
Yeah, I think we might lose to Jamaica in the relays.
Yeah,
in the women's relay.
Mm-hmm.
What about the men?
I think we're good.
I think we're good in men's. My question with Jamaica is always women's. Now, before they had Usain Bolt, bro. Right now, they still got almost the same squad, but they're young, and I just don't see them being like as dominant as America. Like, even in the relays, I don't think so, but I could be wrong. Jamaica's just one of those teams you always got to look at. But as far as the women's, I think the women's 100 and 200 meter race is going to be the thing to watch this year.
Yeah.
More so than the men's. I'm dead serious. I really do think that 100 meter race and 200 meter race is going to be something to watch. And that 4x4 and that 4x1.
So excited!
You're gonna see record times, both men and women. I'm talking about record setting times. And bro, I cannot fucking wait to see what they run in the 100 meters.
It's crazy because I'm such a sports person, but when it comes to track and field, I become like Americans do when it comes to the World Cup. Like, I only watch track and field, Olympics, World Cups.
Yep.
You know.
Man, I watch the trials. I watch.
But how don't you know who Mackenzie?
Because I can't place her. I think she just won
the 100, the 200, and a relay in the NCAA finals this year.
Because I didn't watch them this year. True. This is the first year I didn't watch them.
Oh, my bad. Any other let's be honest, man. The best part about the Olympics, I mean, so many sports to go keep up with. What else are you guys, besides basketball, what else are you guys watching?
Believe it or not, swimming.
Yeah, I was watching swimming yesterday, all day pretty much. And it was, I got to see the women's. And man, you know, I didn't understand how big of a rivalry like the U.S. has like with Australia in swimming. And the women they swam yesterday in the relay. It was the 4x100 relay. Mm-hmm. And the women did really good. They won silver. They lost behind Australia. And the men, the U.S. men actually won the 4x100 relay. The United States men won. And Australia came a second. So it just talks about just like how competitive like the United States and Australia is when it comes to swimming, because they're literally like number one and number two. And China was giving it a good run, kind of came in third. And I think maybe the men's for sure, I believe, unless Italy came in third and kind of snuck up at the end. But it's still fun to watch. And to kind of see, you know, the most fun thing about this whole Olympic, watching the Olympics for me has just been watching Snoop Dogg. Like, who thought that? Y'all remember Snoop Dogg when he first came out, man? Like, if y'all picture that Snoop Dogg and the Snoop Dogg we got today, man, I just yeah, don't.
They're two different, bro, they're two different niggas. I promise greatest, you, they're two different.
Greatest pivot of all time. That needs to be studied.
No kidding. Yeah.
Yeah, it really is.
Yes. I love that you talked brought up about swimming. I'm so ready to see the triathlons because I know how much Paris spent on trying to clean the CN. You
Didn't know they switch saying? Up the games for the triathlon or the event?
I thought that they said that their intention was always to have the water, the outdoor water swimming in the CN. They paid $1.5 billion to $2 billion cleaning it.
Oof.
I know they're not changing it. You know, they're not changing.
I got a serious question for y'all, bro. If y'all are an athlete and they said they clean that river and you had to swim, would you take that risk of swimming in that water though?
Or 200,000, yeah.
Yeah, for a lot of money, hell yeah, yeah.
And they get commercial fame, the advertisement.
Man, I don't know, dude. I really don't know. I'll be the
shit swimmer. You know what I'm saying? I'm swimming up shit quick. No, you know, no, creek. I'm, you no. know what
I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know. I don't really like. I don't know.
I saw that they had the Paris mayor to try to convince people she went swimming in it, and so did a bunch of like people did. It's crazy to me. I think it's hilarious. I think it's funny. So, are we all on agreement that, you know, USA should have the most gold medals, around 40 at the end of the?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I know we'll definitely be up there.
We should have the most gold medals. Yeah,
between that, gymnastics is looking promising. I know the women's definitely going to do their thing. I guess the men, they may in the overall, I'm trying to think, dude, in the overall, I think in the individual, the men's will do good, but as the group, it's solid, but they're still way behind.
You know what we don't have, what I've been noticing? We don't have a big name. We don't have a good boxer going into the Olympics.
I don't think do we ever? I feel like we always get like some, like, not saying they're nobody, not that they're nobodies, but like these people, they've been fighting for a while. You don't really know who they are because they're not fighting like professional. They're fighting in the Olympic shit, like, right? And then like you see them come out, and after the Olympics, it's always after the Olympics. Like, I know these guys' names. They're boxing. I never know who the fuck it is we have boxing. I promise you, and I guarantee you, most of America don't know who the fuck we have in there boxing. Unless you just care about the fucking sport of boxing. Like, if you cared about it, I think you know. But if I'll just be honest with you, I don't really give a fuck about boxing. I watch it whenever y'all be like, "Oh, it's a huge fight," and that's it.
No, I don't know, man. I love to watch USA boxing at the Olympics. I love to watch Olympic boxing. I love to, because, you know, when they're boxed, they usually have pads on and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I also love to see weightlifting in the Olympics.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Yeah, the weightlifting, the competitive weightlifting. Yeah, them guys.
Competitive weightlifting, judo, Vincent. Like, it's sports I don't ever think to watch on a regular basis. And now we're getting, this year, I'm pretty sure they got breakdancing. Breakdancing? Fucking go. You know what I'm saying? Let me go.
When did they become Olympic sports?
This is the first one. Yeah. B-boying.
Breakdancing shit. Not. Oh, they got it right here. My, breaking. You're like, what the hell?
Yeah, my guy that I follow on a Discord server, he does like Olympic sports. He was like, hey, we're picking this guy for breakdancing. I'm like, gold? Okay. You know? An American? So I love it, bro. I think this is probably the best part about the Olympics. You get to play for that front of the jersey. You get to play for that flag on your jersey. And everybody at home is rooting for you.
You know what one sport I think they're missing in the Olympics, though? I'm just looking at all the sports they have. I feel like they're missing baseball. Nah, baseball. Baseball is what they're missing. Baseball is missing for the Olympics. I think that would be.
I think, but they have every. I think every summer they have the World Baseball Games.
Yeah, so I feel like they're for the Olympics. It's like I feel like that excitement, because you know how many Caribbean teams would be off in that shit.
Yeah, man, the Dominicans probably be winning that gold.
Wait, every year,
every year, boy.
Every fucking year.
Y'all know how I feel about Dominicans in baseball, the same way I feel about African Americans in basketball. I've been saying it for the last three episodes. Well, just to let y'all know, I will be trying to compete in the next Olympic Games. They did authorize esports for the 2028 LA. So I'm gonna find me a game and I'm gonna buckle down for 4 years. And I'm there, bro. Y'all get ready to be rooting for me.
Man, they just giving out medals for anything.
Bro, I swear to God.
Hold on,
wait. I got a question for y'all though. Like good topic to bring up. I know this is off topic. How do you feel about colleges giving out scholarships for esports? And they have esports teams now.
Lame.
If I had known that I could
have played
FIFA, if I had known I could have played FIFA,
hey, bro. Me, bro, I would have been a Madden.
Literally, bro.
I was one of the best Madden players on the coast.
And I actually, now with NCAA, you know, just to pivot that one time, with NCAA coming out this year, I wouldn't be surprised if they hold tryouts and then do an NCAA, like, you know, esport thing.
Oh, for sure.
And every college has their own player.
For sure. You need at least one player from the football team, though, to be on the team.
I do love
– I feel like that should be the rule.
No. They got to play. They would just have one player playing as the team, right?
No, I think it would probably be a team sport, wouldn't it be? Just like they do for, like, Halo.
NCAA basketball? NCAA football? No.
Yeah, you're right. It'd probably be one person that represents.
It had to be one person representing. That's the same thing they do with FIFA. Even though you can do clubs on FIFA and everybody play their own position, which I think is a fucking amazing. You know, so I think that would be dope. But
oh, that would be cool though, bro. Question
back to y'all: what would y'all play? The three of you guys, what sport do y'all think y'all could medal in?
It would not the Olympics.
In Olympics. If there was one sport you think you could do that you would, you know, given a 4-year period of time, fellas, what do y'all think y'all doing?
Track?
Fuck no.
Hell no.
Javelin. What would you do, Sanjay, what would you do
in track? Would you do in track?
Like the 400? not 400, but 800.
Okay. Let me go. I'm about to go through some Olympic sports real quick. I want to see. I think if
DC, I'll tell you what I would try if I was doing something like that. If I was like train, would probably be a field event like javelin or like a hammer throw. That is it. That's all I would try for. Let's see. Another Olympic sport.
I think I could do maybe like 3-on-3 basketball.
Yeah, 3-on-3 basketball. And
you're not gonna catch me running up and down the court, but 3-on-3. Let me play point. We gonna win. We gonna win a game. I don't know how many games we're gonna win, but we're gonna win a game.
Man, you know what? I'm gonna go handball, bro. Handball, baby. Handball. Handball.
What about you?
Man, you know what? I'm gonna keep it real. You know, I'm also taking to the fact that I'm 34 years old. So I'm like, you know, if there was a chance for me to be on an Olympic team, I don't know if I would place. I'm gonna pick something that isn't gonna take a lot of physical demand out of my body. Okay. And so I'm gonna go with ping pong, and I'm just gonna say, hey,
okay, table tennis.
Yeah, if I freaking practice that for 4 years, just practice it like a mother sucker, trying to get on the Olympic team, and I made it, I think I could at least make the team.
Now that you say that, I'm taking mine back.
What about pickleball? Pickleball needs to be an Olympic sport, bro.
It's not there yet, but it might.
It's not there
yet.
Be.
It should be. We could be pickleball on the U.S. pickleball team, bro.
There's not even black people on the U.S. pickleball tournament. Tour yet, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but so I like pickleball.
We would be the first. We'd be the That's first black in the sports. Let's do it.
And
first
Indian.
Minorities in the sports.
And Indian, let's do it.
Yeah, I think I'm going badminton.
Bro, I hate badminton. I don't even understand how you even play badminton. Like, how
you gotta have really good. You gotta have really good reflexes, just like pickleball.
Bro, I don't know. Badminton seems stupid. I've tried it and I hate it. I like hate it.
Last thing before we go to the next thing, who are y'all the number one like sport, what are y'all rooting for? Who are y'all rooting for?
Basketball.
Basketball.
No, I'm going track and field. Right?
Track and field, Sam.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going track and field as well.
Okay. Okay. I'm rooting for a little lady. She's a Chinese lady from Chile. I want her to medal, but after that, but she's a table tennis player. Because you already know how hard it is to play table tennis. She's like 60-something years old. She's from Chile, but she's originally from China. And I think she's the world number one player right now in table tennis. And she,
oh, that's crazy. At 60-something?
She quit when she was 20. Picked it back up during the pandemic. The first one since the pandemic. And she's back, and she's better than ever.
Dude, that's crazy.
I love that story. I loved it. So that's who I'm rooting for. Non-American, but. All right, man. We're talking now about NFL, guys. Training camps have started this weekend. What are y'all looking forward to this season?
Football star.
Boy. Boy. I'm so ready.
Look, fuck all this other shit. I'm just ready for football season, bro. I know. I'm at the end. I got a month left. Actually, I got half a month.
You ain't even got that.
No. NCAA start. They start AA Division II always starts the second week or the third week in August. So by mid-August, you get your first taste football.
No, it ain't. Because, Chad, NFL preseason's this coming Thursday.
Yeah, the Hall of Fame game.
Already?
I don't care NFL preseason, man.
But it's still football, Chad.
It's not football. They try out for the goddamn team. That's
the best part about it, Chad.
Hey, you're going to get all the depth players.
No, I don't. I want to see, NFL football. Hey. I want to see all of them play that's going to play.
I'm going to tell y'all this. Look, if it wasn't for the preseason, y'all remember we had our college, back when we were in college, we had like our fantasy football league. And there was a year I remember watching the preseason. And I remember when Peyton Manning went to the Denver Broncos and Julius Thomas, that tight end, I discovered him in the preseason. And I made sure I drafted him. Like, they were like, if you looked up his numbers in fantasy, the dude didn't have like any real projections. And I was like, this is a steal. And so I stole him, and then people went and looked for him after, you know, they played Baltimore that first week, and I think he scored like 3 touchdowns. And everybody, you know, Jamil, everybody went looking for him, and I already had snagged him.
Okay.
That's because I watched the preseason. So, I mean, like, you're right, Chad. This cat's trying to make the team, but it's the preseason has its importance.
I got it.
And I don't want to minimize it.
I'm telling you what I care about. When they have everybody they gonna get on their roster and come September the 1st, that weekend, Labor Day weekend, I ain't doing shit but watching football.
Saturday, yeah, who's your team?
Who? You know, I don't care about NFL. I just watch. If it was left up to me, I wouldn't even watch NFL because I don't care about it. College is what I like.
Ugh.
Like this year, I'm so excited to see the SEC play. I'm excited to see the Big Ten. I'm excited to see how the realignments work out. I'm excited about football, guys.
With you being excited, let me ask you something. How much longer do you think these Power Fours are going to go until it turns into a whole different league where it's just like the biggest?
Man, honestly. You want to be honest?
It can't go longer. It can't go more longer.
I don't think it's gonna go much longer. And I hate that. I hate that. I really do hate how the so I love it and hate the way the conference alignments have been. So I like what the SEC has done and kept it regional and kept it like close to home. Like these are schools that could be rivals, that could have some kind of like that we add into they make sense geographically. I don't like what the ACC has done. I don't like what the Big Ten has done, and I hate that the Pac-12 has imploded. And I think right now the Big 12 is just trying to hang the fuck on, and the ACC is trying to hang on. But I think a lot of this depends on the ACC,
and whether it implodes. And I think
it's not going to implode.
I hope not. I hope not.
I don't think it
but
is.
But it's tinging on what the ACC does. If the ACC implodes, dude, you're going to see it go down. It's not going to be a Big Four. It's going to literally be two conferences, and that's the SEC and the Big Ten. And that's it.
It's probably going to be more similar to your NFL, like AFC.
Yeah, it'd probably be like a North and a South, and that'll be it. But honestly, I was watching this guy. Is a YouTuber. Pete, whatever. I don't really like him because he always downs MSU and don't really. But like, he had a good point on about like the conference realignment, on about like how he wished kind of things would go back to like this regional setting and bring back some of these old conferences and like how it used to be. Like, I wouldn't mind that. Like, the conferences don't be so big; they be smaller. And like everybody played like an eight conference games, and like, and then we had the playoffs. I think it'll be better, but like I said, anyway, to get back,
I do love that they went from four teams and just went ahead and full sended it.
Yeah,
and
go to 12. That's 12. Crazy. Like, I think they should have done that already.
What are you about to say, Sam?
Yeah, okay.
No, you're good. What are you about to?
Well, since you know we're supposed to be talking about the NFL season.
Football. It's football.
Well, since the NFL training camps have started, right? We don't know anything about NCAA just yet, right? Outside of like what's been reported with the newer conferences line, but we don't know anything about what's going on in any college football camps just yet because the season hasn't started. So, but, you know, since the NFL training camps have started, as our host has said, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to just this whole season, man. We got a lot of shakeups, you know, new faces and new places. And then some things remain the same. Dallas Cowboys.
What do you mean by that, champ?
He means y'all haven't done shit, Sanjay.
Please not bring the Cowboys. All the top QBs got paid, right? So we're gonna hold on and see how they do in the playoffs.
Biggest surprise for me, they got paid. Fucking, they gave Jordan Love the fucking keys to the kingdom, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, they sure did.
Yeah, man.
And the dude only played nine games. I mean, I bet you Green Bay.
He's a good quarterback, but I'm like, damn, I was going to draft him this year. I ain't drafted any of that, man.
I don't know, man. I like Jordan Love because Jordan Love kind of, he has a little bit of Patrick Mahomes in him to me. Mm-hmm. You know, I think Jordan Love.
What, because he got curly hair?
No, son. That's racist, man. That's freaking racist.
White, though.
He is half white.
That's far off.
But I think in terms of, I think just like arm talent. Like, I think we learned, you remember when we saw Jordan Love play Dallas in that playoff game, and we saw Jordan Love make some throws. My freaking jaw.
Those were wide open wide receivers. There's like blown coverage. Wait until they're still mad on him. Dude, it was like blown coverage. I watched that game. So.
Weren't y'all supposed to have the best corners at that game, though? Didn't y'all have Stephon Gilmore?
What are you talking about? Diggs been injured. Our best cornerback was injured. What do you call? Diggs was already injured. Game week six, and then Stephon Gilmore, he had a shoulder surgery the game before. So basically, we had one cornerback.
Okay.
Playing the smallest violin in the world.
I'll bet this that Green Bay is going to be the third best team in their conference. I'd say Lions and Bears better than them.
He
didn't even say Detroit. He said the freaking Bears.
I said Detroit and Bears are gonna be better.
Okay. So since we're gonna do this, give it right into it. Go ahead, make your bold ass prediction for the game for the year, Sanjay. Go ahead, let's hear it. Sanjfadamas.
Cowboys NFC Championship game.
Damn, that's it.
That's it.
You low ball.
And then we're gonna win it. We'll win it.
Oh, so you mean Cowboys to the Super Bowl? Then just say that.
Yep.
All right, Sanjay. If they don't, what are you going to do? Are you looking for a new team this year?
I mean, I don't know.
Because it's already evident that Jerry Jones doesn't really care about winning.
It's really evident that he
loved the roller coaster that he puts you guys on. Y'all sell just as many jerseys every year. He's raking in the money.
Yep. Y'all the fools.
Let's be honest about it. Once he dies, they're either going to sell the team or they're going to go get a GM. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, facts.
Nah.
They're not going to.
His son is running it. His son is like all about money. I think he's the one that's like all about the cap, the pie, as he says. I don't know, dude, their cap management, the guy that handles their cap management, he was like basically working for some restaurant. No pun intended, but it was like some local franchise.
You told me I had the chance to go run.
Yeah, like you could literally. I would trust you, DC, more than whoever they got right now.
Damn, so then no wonder why y'all ain't been winning.
Yeah, there's just a lot to come over as an organization.
Man, they hired motherfuckers off the street.
But dude, their biggest thing is, wait, pause,
guys, hold on. You said they're hiring people off the street, dude. They literally hiring their brothers and families. Nepotism all through the NFL. Does it matter if they're hiring somebody off the street or not?
Yeah, I'm about to say, motherfuckers off the street like myself need a job. You know what I'm saying? So come on, Washington Commanders.
Everyone's gonna know when you're
better than most of these folks can. That's been doing this shit.
I think sports would be totally different for me. I ain't gonna jump on that. I'm talking shit. So Sanjay said the Cowboys winning. That's really not. I mean, that just sounds like a regular. That's not even really a.
That's not even a hot take. That's like a lukewarm take.
Like, come on, bro. You could have did better than that.
The thing you could have said is Texans are going to win it all or some shit like that. That would have been like a hot take. You know what I mean?
A what?
Like the Texans take it all or some shit. Like, that would have been a hot take. Like,
I think they're going to come down. Half the teams that were good last year usually don't, you know, or like a third.
The only team I don't think is going to be good is Buffalo. Not without Stephon Diggs. I don't think, dude, I like Josh Allen. I just don't see him being like, I don't know. I just don't see it. I think he needs Stephon, and then like they don't have a running game. So like, what the fuck are they going to do now?
And they lost the defensive player, right?
His ass is the runner.
That's what I'm saying. But that's not, bro, how long is it going to last when he gets hurt? No defense to Jason Allen. I understand he's a big dude. He's, what, like 6'5", 2-something? Like, he a big-ass dude running through there. You wouldn't want to hit him, but I'm just saying, like, how long is it going to fucking last, dude, before he gets hurt? And then, like, the Buffaloes really don't have a chance. I don't think they have a chance. This year, I don't think they're gonna be as good. I'll be honest. I don't think there's gonna be because they're gonna rely too much on Josh Allen, and we've seen what happens when Bills rely way too much on Josh Allen. He runs, he scrambles, he gets hit. They don't do well,
and he don't make a mistake because the margin of error is much higher.
If I want to make a hot take, I think Houston is gonna be a hot team this year. Not only saying that because, like, I guess when my brother-in-law played for them for a little while, but I do think they got a nice little team. They're building something down there. Detroit's probably going to be.
Ooh, I know what I'm saying. 49ers crashing down. I think they have a Super Bowl hangover.
No, I don't think the 49ers crash down. I actually think they do about the same.
Man, they get back to the Super Bowl?
Man, y'all really come on.
Y'all ain't doing nothing bold at all.
Niggas really ain't, man. Y'all messing.
What are y'all been saying?
Houston Texans, the team that was
y'all
the best.
All over the place.
Now, if you had said that last year about the Houston Texans, I would have been like, okay, that's bold. You know what I'm saying? But God damn, bro.
No. I said, like, get it all of them bold.
Bears winning NFC North. How about that?
There you go. That's bold. That's trash, but bold. Come on.
Yeah. All right. right.
Go ahead, Sam. Let's hear
it. All right, here's my bold. All right, this is how you do it, gentlemen. Here is my bold prediction for the NFL season.
Let's hear
I am going to predict that the Pittsburgh Steelers will win the NFC North this year.
Okay.
And well, I predict. I'm also going to give you a record. I'm not just going to say I predict they win because you can win in 19. I'm going to give them a record. I think Pittsburgh will pull off. I'm going to give them 11 to 12 wins this season.
Okay, but who's the quarterback?
Yeah.
I think my take is that Russ is going to – he's going to make it through this year.
Okay, I'm about to say because I watched a video yesterday, and Justin Fields was slaying that thing. And,
very well.
And he was slaying that thing, and Russ is hurt right now.
I think Russ is still a better, unless he like fucks up like early.
All right, here we go. I'm about to give y'all my predictions. All right, of course.
I'll pull a Wild Wings hot take.
Fuck you, bitch.
Hey, subject.
Hey, that was funny.
Here we go.
Hot wings takes.
Of course, I'm going to go ahead and say rookie of the year. Y'all already know who it is.
No.
Caleb Williams.
Fuck no.
Probably going to be probably going to say Commanders.
Yeah,
Jordan.
Yeah. Jaden Daniels. Hey, that's your second time messing up somebody's name. Don't do it no more, Shad. Jaden Daniels. Ooh. You said Jason Allen earlier.
Whatever. Shit. Y'all know who the fuck I'm talking about.
Jaden
Daniels.
You're not going to disrespect my quarterback. All right. Rookie of the year.
Man, he just got there.
Rookie of the year. All right. Second big,
I said, all right, Terrell Owens.
Here we go.
Not my quarterback.
I'm trying to think what else.
Did they win the NFC?
Seattle Seahawks wins up there. And Geno Smith, not the quarterback no more. Sam Howard. Howard is.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, that's a ball, man.
That's huge. Like, they win that division.
No,
or let me say it like this. They don't win the division. They're in the mix for a playoff.
Yeah, they're always in the mix. Just say they win the division. They win the division.
Sam Howell, comeback player of the year.
All right, so two Washington quarterbacks.
It's not even about – I'm about to be real with you. It's not even about him. I love their coach, their head coach. McDonald, I fucking love him. What he did at Baltimore is finna come to the NFC. They're finna give y'all a hard time over there, 49er fans, Ram fans. I don't even understand how the Rams did it last year. You know what I'm saying? How they made the playoffs last year.
I'm telling you, 49ers gonna take it's gonna be Rams and Seahawks, and then 49ers third place.
And the only reason I might agree with you, Sanjay, Christian McCaffrey's dumbass went and jumped on the cover of Madden. Bro, do you not understand how these things happen, bro?
You made it
two seasons of not getting hurt. Guess who I'm not drafting first this year?
Drafting
CMC at all. He's not playing the whole season.
Yeah, but dude, he's the best all-around player. Hey, I got a question for y'all. It just might be a little racist. Is he probably the best white football player that's ever came through? Ever.
No, let's be real. I mean, you can't say that because when you had white players like the quarterbacks that have been in the leagues, you really can't say that. He's probably been the best white running back in a while, but in the day they used to have white running backs all the time. John Riggins.
Yeah. So. Yeah. But he's like a rare breed, bro.
No, the fuck he's not. For
modern football, he is.
They're just using his ass. They're just using him. He's just athletic. That's all it is. If you put – I mean, is he not doing the same thing Cordell Patterson's doing? He's just white. That's all it is. You're over there. You're really sounding like a Caitlin Clark fan right now.
That was the point.
Like Caitlin Clark is
a great white hope for the NFL, bro.
But that's his skill set. He's been a good wide receiver, a slot wide receiver, something called.
Ooh,
CMC.
All right, go ahead, Sam.
No, I'm just going to agree with you, DC. I hate to look at it like, best white player. Like, if it was a black person, we'd just be saying, hey, is he the best running back in the league, right? And I kind of hate to kind of categorize Christian McCaffrey like that because it kind of does him a disservice to him still, as a player.
I do think he's one of the best running backs in the league.
So let me ask you.
Outside of race, I think Christian McCaffrey is probably one of the best running backs in the league right now. And that's because and only reason I say that is honestly because, like DC said, the 49ers utilize him. They utilize him in the backfield. They utilize him in the slot.
They
really put him to work. Where other teams don't really utilize their running backs like that anymore.
No, but he's like out of Kamara. You can try to utilize them, but you got to be able to do it. Like
what it is, be able to play the slot. Other teams are no. It's not that they utilize them. Other teams are splitting their backfield up, whereas the 49ers use him primarily, and they don't think about benching his ass because they know they pay his ass, and for two, they know the only time they're going to sit his ass is if he gets if he's showing any type of wear. Any type of wear and tear, they pulling out, what's his name? Elijah Mitchell. And that's rare. Elijah Mitchell might get 30 carries a season. You know what I'm saying? He would.
Yeah.
There is no other. Yeah. I think the only other.
You know what? Shanahan has always been good at, running backs. Like, before CMC, they had, went to the Super Bowl. They had, three running backs that got 500 yards, you know, each. He's a mastermind with the running game. He knows how to.
I just think that no one else uses their running backs, primary running back anymore.
Yeah.
And I'd also say, too, that Christian McCaffrey is he's kind of unique for a running back. Christian McCaffrey can play. Like, we know he can play. He can run the ball, but he can also line up wide. He's a really good catcher and a really good route runner, which I think maybe five other running backs in the NFL can successfully, can do somewhat do what Christian McCaffrey does.
As much as I like Derrick Henry, it ain't no way you said Derrick Henry out to the route.
Yeah, his big ass gonna be lining up back behind the quarterback.
Alan Kamara, Jahmyr Gibbs,
Kamara.
You might get him to line up at almost a tight end, like an H back, and run a dig. But hell, I don't even know if he'll catch it. To be honest with you,
now Derrick Henry can catch now, but he ain't no guy that's gonna line up out wide.
No,
That's just not the best way. That's not his skill set is best utilized when he's behind the quarterback and him running the ball. He can catch the ball out the backfield too, but lining up out wide, not really.
That's gonna be interesting to see him and Lamar Jackson. I want to see what.
Wait, y'all didn't get no predictions for them this year? Nothing for.
That's
gonna be good. I'm picking them to finish number two in the NFC North. They're going to make the playoffs. They're going to be good. But I think they're going to finish second in the NFC North.
I think the Bengals shouldn't have let go of Mixon.
They should have, bro. Yeah.
He's at Houston, right? He's at Houston now.
Yep.
Are they losing Higgins?
He's going to be on his way out.
Yeah, they got a lot of trauma because Lamar Chase is also looking for a new contract deal, so he's holding out right now in training camp. So I think the Bengals just got some things they got to take care of in house, and so I like Baltimore because they don't have anything kind of looming right now as a team, and they're just going into training camp, just focusing on the season. So is Pittsburgh, which is why I put Pittsburgh and Baltimore over Cincinnati this season.
Are we just denying the Browns? They had a great year last year.
Look, Look, I think with the new playoff format, my thought is that the Browns could technically, you could technically get four teams out of one division. So I'm not discounting the Browns.
You saying all of them going to make it now?
I ain't saying all of them. No, sir. I'm not going to say that. I said it's possible for a team or division to have all four teams make it, but I'm not discounting the Browns. I don't know where – I don't really have a strong feel for where the Browns are going to finish and where Cincinnati is going to finish. I don't have high expectations.
I think it depends on Winston, right? Who's up there? Who's that
quarterback?
Watson.
Mm-hmm. He's overrated.
He wasn't healthy. Was it last year he got hurt?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. They had
Joe Flacco.
Where the hell did he come from? Was he in retirement? Did he not retire?
No, he was playing for the Jets.
Oh, he was?
They got rid of him when they brought Aaron Rodgers over.
So you're right, Chad. He was sitting on the couch. Chad, he was sitting on the couch when they called him.
He was sitting on the couch. He wasn't retired, though.
Right.
But he might as well say he's retired, dog. Like, once you're in the NFL, you sitting on the couch. You might as well just hang your jersey up, my boy.
Nah, man, you get called up. Things happen.
Things happen, bro. A lot of, especially with some of these quarterbacks who be, they keep in touch with these coaches that they had, and hey, man, he plays my style.
But yeah,
how y'all feel about Watson? You think he's gonna be any good, or he hasn't played like three seasons?
Ooh.
Watson.
Deshaun Watson.
Let
me tell you something. Last year,
but he got hurt.
Let me tell you something. Last year, I made the mistake of drafting him in a league that I paid $200 to win. And I will never do it again.
I did happen
to get Joe Flacco down the road to hold me through, but never again. I'm really excited for NFL, guys. I hope y'all ready. Are we going to all be in Sanjay's league, guys, all three of us, so we can talk shit to each other?
Yeah, can we do a draft night? Yeah. Can we do a draft night? Oh, for the podcast? Yeah.
That would be cool.
We'll probably have a couple of – I'll have two or three drafts, but we'll see.
Yeah, I'm down. Well, guys, this is coming in. We're winding down. I'm gonna ask y'all a few things. There's stuff we talked about in this episode that if you didn't get to fully expand your last time, you get 3 minutes apiece. Go ahead. I'm gonna give y'all, and I'm gonna when it's time up. All right. So let's start with Shad. Go ahead, man, Mr. College Football.
Hey, buddy, look, I had my 3 minute spillway earlier. I was talking about the college football season this year, dude. I am fucking excited. Like, I can't even explain it, man. I'm ready for it. I'm ready to get some tickets this year. I'm just excited to see where the season takes us, dude. I'm kind of excited to see how. I'm not an NFL guy, so y'all know I'm a college guy. So I'm kind of interested to see how all this stuff plays out this year, how the first year of the actual playoffs go off, and like how teams adapt to playing 17 games. Especially if you go in the playoffs and you're not one of the teams that have a bye, you're looking at playing 17 games and how they manage that, manage their rosters this year. Yeah, that's going to be tough, you know. I'm not saying it's going to be tough on these college kids, but they're younger. They might be able to handle a little bit more. But, like, dude, that's going to be key this year is injuries and player management. So we'll see how that plays out. I'm kind of interested to see how Alabama does their first year without Nick Saban. I'm interested to see how the Big 12 is going to do. How California and how USC and all them gonna play in the Big Ten and Washington and Oregon, and like it's gonna be one hell of a year for college football.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm
super excited, and that's it.
Okay, Sanjay, what about you, man? What have you got to talk about that you might not have expanded on?
I'm gonna say Cowboys to the Super Bowl and Dak is gonna be the MVP.
All right, shut that. I thought you were gonna,
can we get a time up right now?
You're out of here, man. Nah. I thought you were gonna talk about something of substance, maybe that article that you put in our group chat. Maybe you wanna bring that up.
The article, yeah. Mississippi State got a good amount of representatives for the Olympic Games.
Look at Sanjay. Look at Sanjay around the applause, man.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I really don't have too much to say. I think next time we should talk about college football.
Okay. We'll do a college football update, a preview show. We'll do a football preview show. That'll be our next sports show. So, Sanjay, you were saying Mississippi State has, do you know how many Olympians they have in the Olympics?
I'm not 100% sure, but like 8 to 10 or something like that.
I did see that they had like
Mississippi State
track and field. They had tennis. I know for a fact.
Javelin. Yeah. Soccer. So some are for America, then some of them, and a lot of them are for other countries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome though. That's still awesome.
Sam, yeah, it's awesome for the school.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Sam, what about you, bro?
All right, man. You know, I'm just going to expound since the NFL season is basically at our doorsteps. I am going to expound upon this season. So for me, I am most looking forward to how this season shapes up. I think we got a few interesting things going on, right? I think in the AFC North, right, we got Aaron Rodgers. We're going to see if this man can actually survive the first game as a New York Jet. And actually learned that the Jets are not a cursed franchise this year. And I think there's some expectations that the Jets may actually is either, I guess, based on the way they're seeing it, right, is Super Bowl a bust. So we're going to see how the New York Jets kind of contend, right? They're already, I think last year, their defense averaged giving up like 19.2 points per game. And I think Aaron Rodgers' record when his defense holds a team under 20 points is like 80-2. So I think seeing how the New York Jets actually are this year with a healthy Aaron Rodgers is going to be pretty interesting. In the AFC North, I think we already talked about Pittsburgh, right? And there's, you know, I think the big question in Pittsburgh, right? I think their defense is going to be stout. I think the question is whether who's going to be their quarterback at the end of the season. And then, you know, as we kind of move towards like the AFC South, right, we got the, I guess, the prevailing MVP of the AFC South, Houston's quarterback. I like to see where he goes this year. You know, Houston did him a big favor with a lot of acquisitions, right? They got Joe Mixon, they went and got Stephon Diggs. I'm curious to know how all those personalities are going to mesh well and how that may challenge Mr. Stroud, his leadership. So I'm curious to see how this season for Houston kind of shapes up in a division that they should be favored to win. And then as we kind of move to the AFC West, try to keep myself under my 3 minutes here as we move to the AFC West, I think the big question is, can Kansas City three-peat? That is a big question that we have for Kansas City kind of moving in through the AFC West. But I think they got that division on lock. And then as we kind of migrate over to the NFC, right, we'll start off with the NFC East. I mean, the NFC East. And we're going to see.
You get an extra minute for that. Go ahead. Keep going.
I'm good. Dallas, you know, guys, we always talk about Dallas. It's the same old, same old. You know, there's questions about Dak's contract, which, you know, and there's questions about CeeDee Lamb. He's on holdout. We'll see. I think the Dallas is kind of coming into the season with a few distractions, which seems to be their own demise as the season wanes. And then as we kind of move down the rest of the division, right, we got Philadelphia, right? There's new offensive and defensive coordinators there, right? They hired Kellen Moore, who's the former offensive coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys and the Los Angeles Chargers. So he's going to bring a new style of offense. And my question is, can Jalen Hurts adapt to that?
He can't throw.
We will find out. And the New York Giants, I ain't got any expectations for them. We're going to move on. Washington, I do like their young quarterback. We'll see how Mr. Daniels is in his first year and how he can kind of affect the culture there, kind of like what Mr. Stroud did over in Houston. So
they got Cowboys coach, former coach. So, yeah, there's something good about Cowboys.
That's on their coach. Anyway. Anyway, all right. I know I probably got like 30 seconds left. So
keep going. You want a game. You want a minute. Keep going.
All right, NFC North, let's go. Guys, I got to say, I'm just really excited about Jordan Poole. Like, he came out of, you know, we were all skeptical because he sat behind Aaron Rodgers for like 3+ years, and we didn't know how good he was going to be. But come to find out, this kid could play. So, you know, I'm curious to know he got his deal this year. He's at training camp, and, you know, I like Green Bay, but I also like Detroit, too, coming out of last year. That's a great story. So we'll see how that shakes out. Minnesota and Chicago, I'm not expecting much from them. Moving on to the
NFC South. Green Bay's been a rest.
I'm not expecting much out of them. But, okay, NFC South. Guys, that division, that's a division I don't have a beat on. Tampa may be a favorite, but Atlanta's got – they went and got Kirk Cousins, so you know you got some consistency there. So that may – they won 7 games last year, so they may – with Kirk Cousins, I was like, Kirk can at least get you. If you 7 last year, Kirk can get you to 9-10. So we'll see how Tampa Bay does as the reigning divisional champions there. And Carolina, they still going to be the – I think they'll still finish fourth in that division. And then last but least – or not least – is the NFC West. And guys, let's say I guess San Francisco's the favorite there. So we'll see how the Rams do coming off, you know, if Stafford can stay healthy and not be injured and they can get some more help for Cooper Kupp. Oh, they did. They got that cat last year. That wide receiver is really good. Yeah. So he's going to be. So we'll see. I think the NFC West will come down to San Francisco and the Rams. And then Kyler Murray in Arizona, that man just, they paid him all that money. He ain't done nothing with it. But we'll see. They got him a new weapon this year. So we'll see how good they are.
Hey, Call of Duty comes out again this year. So whenever it comes out, he gets up, you know, he starts playing. Hey, that was good. I know who is running the NFL episode. Sam is running the NFL episode, guys. Be ready. We know that. For me, man, I already said I got, you know, Jaden Daniels, rookie of the year, Aaron Rodgers, and Sam, you sold me on the Steelers. So my parlay that I'm going to put in at the beginning of the year, $20. I'm adding TJ Watt as the defensive player of the year. Just because of you, Sam.
I appreciate it, bro.
Lastly, I think we talked about the Olympics earlier. I think the main thing I want to talk about is I do love that America is like the favorite to win basketball. We're going to have to talk about these salaries and how the American NBA players are making, you know, everything over these other guys. I think we need to do, you know, we might need to make it more fair. I would love to see a 23 and under NBA team or USA basketball team. I should have brought that up earlier. Just like how soccer is. I mean that would also mean we might be forfeiting. We might be forfeiting the gold. So I'm like on the fence about that. Like I love that idea of making the basketball just like the soccer is, where just like
it would make sense if everyone did it, but if it's just only America, then that'll be
okay. But I agree. I totally agree with that. You know what I'm saying? It would make sense if we went around and edited some rules. But hey, man, we'll see y'all. I'm gonna see y'all 2028 when I'm figuring out after I figure out what game I'm gonna play. I think I'm gonna start trying to learn how to play Rocket League or something like that. And we'll figure it out. And I'll be at the Olympic, whatever that shit's called. Olympic Trial. Village. No, the village.
Oh, Olympic Village.
I'm making it to the Olympics. One way or another, you know. That being said, guys, that's everything we had for this episode, man. Thank y'all for listening. Chad was really excited about the NCAA tournament. I mean, the NCAA season starting. So, I'm just letting y'all know we'll be at a football game this year. We'll let y'all know which one coming up soon. And you can come meet Four Quarters live at a tent near you. I think that's the best way to do it. Thank y'all for listening. I'm Eric Bradley. I'm speaking for Sam Ball. Chad Greer, Sanjay Rajput. This has been Fourth Quarter. Thank y'all.
First down.